So I just left the gas station and I'm driving back to my house. I've been in Dallas for quite a while, for 4 or 5 days for business. And I want to talk about something that I was talking about with a really high level CEO of a house flipping business. They bought five houses while we were there. They bought them in the hotel. They live across the country. The deals were across the country and they were signing the contracts in the hotel lobby. And so they're a really good, you know, big business. They're doing awesome stuff. And so at the gas station, this hit me. Most of the time, whenever I go to the gas station, so here in Oregon, you can't pump your own gas, okay? You can't pump your own gas, so you have to have someone pump your gas for you. And so I got out, opened up my gas tanky thingy because I have my key for it. And the lady was just such a great energy. She was smiling. She was just like, you know, whistling and just, you could tell she had a different energy about her. She was happy. She was saying cool things to you. She just made me feel better. And I was at the gas station. She was awesome. I don't know that I've ever seen or talked to a gas station attendant that's been like that. And when I was talking with this guy, Brandon, if you're listening to this, man, we talked about this late into the night. We talked about a lot of different topics, how to find your purpose in work, how to find your passion, things like that. And one thing that I mentioned that helped me a lot is I think about this phrase pretty much every morning. Is I think about, who do I need to show up for today? Who do I need to show up for today? Because it's really easy to get lost in your metrics. It's really easy to get lost in your KPIs and the numbers and your goals. And those goals and all that kind of stuff is always out there. It's always out there in front of you in the future somewhere. And we oftentimes forget about what we need to show up for today, what we need to show up for right now. And especially if you're behind on your goals, if you're behind on your metrics like I am with some of ours, it can be kind of intimidating and overwhelming when you start the day to be excited about it. It can be intimidating and overwhelming sometimes when you're not hitting your goals and maybe don't know exactly what your next move is and you maybe don't know exactly, you know, if you're even doing the right thing. And you're going, man, I'm showing up to work this week. I'm showing up to work today. What should I be doing? Am I being effective? Am I even doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I serving people well? And so whenever I think about this one question, that question I mentioned, who do I need to show up for today? Who do I need to show up for today? It makes me think about the people that are out there that I can help each and every day. Just like that gal at the gas station. She's showing up to make people happy. Like, I can guarantee you that's something that's on her mind. And she says, you know, I know this isn't the most glamorous job in the world, but I'm going to make the most of it. I'm going to show up and make people happy. I'm going to show up and be happy myself. I'm going to show up and not wallow in my sorrows because I'm working at a gas station. I'm going to show up and just love on people. And I don't know if she has a goal for making people smile or something like that, but I know it worked for me, and I guarantee it worked for others. After she was done talking with me, another guy came in, and he had a dog, and she was just smiling and saying she loved the dog, and she started calling the dog little cute nicknames, and she said, oh, I've got a dog biscuit for the dog, and she went and got a little dog cookie, gave the cookie to the dog, and everyone was all happy. I'm just going, she's got to be waking up in the morning thinking, you know what, this isn't my dream job, but I have a chance to show up today. And I have a chance to show up today and do something and mean something and matter to people. So I want to throw the question out to you. When you're overwhelmed, when you're not sure what you should do next, when your task list is 8,000, you know, items long, when your KPIs are the things you're looking at, when you're behind on that to-do list, what can you do today and who do you need to show up for? For me, oftentimes I show up for my team. Like, man, I need to show up for my team today. I might not be crazy clear what I need to do today, and I'll figure that out, but I need to show up for my team, and I need to be high energy for my team. I need to uplift them. I need to be that beacon of positivity and possibility for my team. I'm showing up for my team today, and I hope I find the right tasks and right priorities to focus on. You know, and oftentimes I'm waking up, I'm like, you know what? I'm showing up just to be that beacon of positivity for my team and for my clients. I'm showing up for these people. I'm showing up for the entrepreneurs who are trapped in their businesses, who don't have freedom, who don't have the flexibility, maybe don't have the finances you're looking for and aren't making the impact you want to make. I'm here to help you unlock that. I'm showing up for you. On this podcast, who am I showing up for? I could talk about lead generation stuff all the time if I wanted to. And we're going to be having a bunch of cool case study calls on. I talked to Tang Nguyen from the Odd Brothers down in Dallas, Texas. They are crushing it. He's got 5 closings in one day this next week. And he said they're trying to align them all to have a record for 5 closings in one day. But they're doing dozens and dozens of deals every single month. Just so proud of what they've been doing. Because he came to our first Carrot Camp. Came to our very first Carrot Camp. He joined Carrot. Like 2 days, found out about Carrot Camp. paid for Carrot Camp, flew here like 2 weeks later. So from the time that he joined Carrot Camp, was in our offices 2 weeks later, inspiring me. He was showing up with energy. He was showing up with just this passion for life. He's a hard worker. Like, he was challenging us, challenging my work ethic in a good way, and it was awesome. And he still does that. Every time I see what he's doing, I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm, I don't know, I'm being lazy. You know, he's crushing it. So we're going to have them on the podcast soon. We're going to have some other amazing people on the podcast soon. So keep an eye out for those case studies where we're going to be walking through and breaking down exactly what they're doing in their business and their life. But for right now, who do you need to show up for today? If you're listening to this in the morning, I want you to put this down after it's over. Close your eyes or look yourself in the mirror, either way, whatever works for you, and picture that. Because if you can't picture who you're showing up for today, whether it's work, family, friends, should be all of it. You should be picturing all those people. It's really easy to get to the end of the work week and not have fun. It's really easy to get to the end of the work week and realize, man, I put a lot of time in working. I don't know that I really made a lot of movements on my happiness, on my impact, on my financial goals. All right? So ask that question, write it down, put it on your mirror in the morning. Who do you need to show up for today? Because even if you're having a bad day, you can show up for someone else and make your day amazing. If you haven't listened to the other episode of the Carrot Cast, if you're just now binging on this and driving somewhere or listening to it on the way to work or in the shower or wherever, head over to carrotcast.com or head over to iTunes and subscribe, because I put these out about a week or two before we ever email them out to our blog. And also, from time to time, I do contests, and the people who are subscribed get access to it first. And usually those contests, book giveaways, things like that, all the books are given away before the 24 hours is even up. So subscribe over there. And a couple more asks of you, okay? I know it's just going to take a couple minutes. I would so appreciate this. One of the things I get pumped up about the most is hearing people talk about the impact the Carrot Cast has made on them. When I was down in Dallas, Tyler Thompson, he's doing really, really well in the Bentonville, Arkansas area. He's like, man, been a customer for a while, for about a year, year and a half. Never listened to the Carrot Cast, so I binged on 7 episodes on my drive. And I said, was it good? And he's like, man, it was amazing. So, and then Brandon Barnes talking about certain episodes that changed his life. One of them was our VA episode. Someone else, not VA, our personal assistant episode. And someone else shared that this week too, that, hey, this was a game-changing episode for them. And this entrepreneur, I think it was Ramon Gonzalez, has a big business. He's been a hugely successful entrepreneur. And he said, man, this series of 2 episodes where you and Adrian talk about how to hire an executive assistant, why it's important, what you should put in the job listing, what you should have them do, how to break through your mental roadblocks when you're hiring an assistant. Go back and listen to those episodes. I think it's episode 27, I believe. Go check it out. There's lots of gold in these past 100 plus episodes of the Carrot Cast. Go back, scroll through them on iTunes, check it out, subscribe, and give us a rating and review if you've ever gotten anything of value out of the Carrot Cast. And if you haven't had a chance to leave a review, I just please ask you, go to iTunes, share a review. They pump me up. I read every single one of them. But then also, it helps to spread the word. It helps to spread our message. It helps us to make a greater impact by amplifying this podcast. Every time there's a review out there, it starts to bump us up in the rankings. More people listen to the Carrot Cast. We're able to change more lives and bring people into this way of doing business, adding humanity to business, helping people gain freedom, flexibility, grow those finances so you can make that impact. Go to iTunes or go to carrotcast.com, subscribe, and give us a rating. We'll talk soon. Who are you going to show up for tomorrow?